contradictions we have this time.
Yep.
There would be a good review problem.
Yeah, these I didn't record and saying like we need to do anything with them. I just wanted to disarm that.
Yeah, I think I was just wondering, is there any of this that we want to make any recommendations?
Actually, I am curious about Sandra's question about asthma. Do these, I mean, I don't know anything about asthma. Like, what aggravates asthma? You know, I don't know.
Well, I think what my answer when that came up before was that the asthma triggers would be from the combustion of fuel. It would be the particulates and the SO.
But I mean, like, I don't have a sense of like what level that actually would cause.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That's very hard to determine because my asthma gets activated by cold air.
Yeah, okay.
So, you know, is it the power plant? Is it...
Right, the set of all particulate matter producers.
Cedar, you know, Austin, Texas gets blasted out every time that the cedar trees pollinate and it just half the town gets sick with a fever.
Yeah, I can't remember how he said it, but what was it, Jim Poland?
Poland, yeah.
Poland made a comment that depending upon the scale, even if you did... If you aggregated both, you know, potential very, very near field cooling tower particulates and near and longer field, you know, PM10 from the thing, the sand from the roads and the
sun, yeah,
would be a far larger asthma trigger than the air emissions would.
Yeah, well, that's fair.
But I think what Mike was saying, the last ones that caused. Open cooling towers are very good air filters. They probably are a net positive, if you will, in terms of asthma triggers. They're filtering out a whole pile of stuff, so long as you maintain them. Right. And if you turn them into an incubator for your growing stuff, it's another question. So long as they're maintained according to this, they're probably a net benefit. It's the SO2, the NOx, and particulates in some combination.
Now, NOx is something that there used to be a company in Pittsburgh called Noxo that actually had technology that pulls nitrous oxide out of the coal burning process. Mm-hmm. And so the company has gone bankrupt. But I think they sold the technology to somebody else. But it's already been developed and is there.
Yeah, it will almost certainly be used. It would be used at any number. It would certainly be used at any biomass plant. You would be using some sort of, you know, like ammonia ingestion or something to eliminate NOx. It's the same as like with diesel engines in Europe. They almost all have organic nitrogen injectors on the diesel engines to eliminate the nitrous oxide emission. Mm-hmm. Or mitigate the nitrous oxide emission. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it is like, how should the decommissioning plan be evaluated and what are appropriate dollar amounts? Those, I guess, would be questions that the planning board would answer when and if a proposal comes.
Yeah, and I think that was the answer. Yeah, that was that. It was to create the frame rather than to create the framework so the planning board could.
Yeah, sure.
I don't think it's much in here. Because there's notification to the adjacent towns.
Is the planning board going to have to ask council for an extension at this point?
I don't think so.
Because, let's see, so the moratorium expires July 1st?
No,
June.
There's some question. Kevin had a question about when the actual date was.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been using the earliest possible interpretation.
Yeah.
So long as council passes in the first reading in April and passes in the second reading in May, it will go into effect before the moratorium expires.
Yeah.
Any other thoughts on this? Are we capturing stuff we shouldn't be? Or any? I think one of the questions we have is to be sure we don't create a disincentive.
Yes.
Building solar or primary solar we're talking about.
Yeah.
I think we've vetted that pretty well in your
Yeah, I think so too.